Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770. MR, Number 699. Seventh-day Adventists to Present a United Front. I have had cautions given me in regard to the necessity of our keeping a united front. This is a matter of importance to us at this time. As individuals, we need to act with the greatest caution. I wrote to blank, telling him that he must be exceedingly careful not to introduce subjects in the review that would seem to point out flaws in our past experience. I told him that this matter, on which he believes a mistake has been made, is not a vital question, and that, should it be given prominence now, our enemies would take advantage of it and make a mountain out of a molehill. To you also I say that this subject, the identity of the daily of Daniel 8, should not be agitated at this time. Now, my brother, I feel that at this crisis in our experience, that chart which you have had republished should not be circulated. You have made a mistake in this matter. Satan is determinedly at work to bring about issues that will create confusion. There are those who would be delighted to see our ministers at an issue on this question, and they would make much of it. I have been instructed that, regarding what might be said on either side of this question, silence at this time is eloquence. Satan is watching for an opportunity to create division among our leading ministers. It was a mistake to publish the chart until you could all get together and come to an agreement concerning the matter. You have not acted wisely in bringing to the front a subject that must create discussion and the bringing out of various opinions, for every item will be strained and made to mean something that will only mean injury to the cause. We have all we can do to handle the false statements of those who have given evidence of their willingness to bear false witness. Elder Haskell, I am unable to define clearly the points that are questioned. Let us not agitate a subject that will give the impression that as a people we hold varied opinions, and thus open the way for those to work who wish to leave the impression on minds that we are not led by God. It will also be a source of temptation to those who are not thoroughly converted, and will lead to the making of rash moves. I leave these words with you, praying that you will keep heart and mind in simplicity, and depend fully on God. White Estate, Washington, D.C., February 26th, 1979.